put it as saying that you can still make gangster hits. Now, you are this big family man. We've seen you on your reality show. You are clearly not living the life that you probably once lived. So how can you put together gangster hits and speak about street life when you're not necessarily living that life anymore?
Because one thing about me and the difference between a lot of these suckers, the street life was never on me, it was always in me. So I roll with it everywhere I go, regardless if I'm at home with my wife or my kids. I'm still a gangster, I'm still a street nigga no matter where I'm at. I just conduct myself in a professional manner to outgrow that reputation of a street nigga, of a hood nigga. I'm still hood, I still do what I do. But at the same time, I have to educate to elevate myself so I can go to the New York Stock Exchange and ring the bell.
You're looking mighty nice today.
And do things of that nature. Thank you,
in your suit.
You do know that. But I'm saying to do things of that stature to where I'm still a real nigga. When I walked up in the New York Stock Exchange, they didn't get no white pop Snoop Dogg. They got the real nigga. And that's what they wanted to be associated with. It's something about the stigma that you can't shake. See, a lot of them have to fake it and put on the clothes of a gangster to be a gangster. I could stand up here right now butt naked and I'm gangster and I'm motherfucker. Because it ain't on me, it's in me.
So being a gangster is not about picking up a gun and shooting somebody, but it's more so about who you are as a person and just being true to yourself.
Well, when I was in the hood, being a gangster was picking up a gun, getting cracking it, and doing all of the activities that came along with it.
Yeah.
But as I outgrew that gangsterism, I created my own style of gangster, the D-O-double-G, which is to survive, which is to educate, to elevate, to be here for those who don't understand and help those turn corners that you couldn't turn. As a gangster, you're not supposed to get older and educate the youth on doing stupid shit. You're supposed to educate them on the things that you did to help them. That's what makes you a gangster. That's what makes you OG.
Yes.
That's what puts rank on your shoulders when you're able to take your bad lessons and give them to somebody else so they don't have to go through that shit. That's why I am a G. That's why I could put my family on TV and show you that I have a wife and kids and I go home and I respect structure. But at the end of the day, when I'm making my music, ain't no motherfucking structure. I do what the fuck I want, say what I want.
Well, we're talking to the OG today.
And you do know that.
And you do know that. It's that hair candy. Hip Hop Nation.
Wake up!